And for one last time, because I think we all understand our ground rules, but just in case, we have Joni on today. She's a newbie. So you heard that our discussions being today's being recorded, and there are many topics of interest to seniors. We are an advisory body to the Orange County Board of Supervisors on matters affecting seniors, and the topics discussed in our meetings are those topics that are within the purview of the board. Topics that don't fall within this area of responsibility should be discussed at other organizations. Everyone is encouraged to participate. No one or two individuals should dominate a discussion. One person speaks at a time, mostly. Listen to and respect other points of view. So I think that the meetings have really been great, that everyone has been observing that. And there's Nicolette. How great to see you. Oh, okay. You're there. Okay, so Anne, where are you? Yes, you had agreed that you're going to recite the Pledge of Allegiance today. So if we would all stand and...
Okay, put your hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. And let's see, Patty, are you with us?
I am.
Thank you. Will you take roll?
Yes, but I am on the fly and I do not have a roster. So,
okay.
I'm not aware that this is the responsibility to have the roster.
No worries, Patty, I can handle it.
Oh, great. Thanks, Jenna.
No problem at all. All right, Linda Cardoza. Meredith Chalemi, I'm sorry, Meredith.
That's okay, Jenna. Present.
Susan Doback. Sherry Geyer.
Present.
Margaret Huang. Elizabeth Jimenez. Crystal Miles.
Present.
Patty Mouton.
Present.
Ann Murdy.
Present.
Bill Orland. Barbara Sloat.
Present.
David Sullivan. Jerry Chang.
Present.
Irene Martinez. Nicolette Arujo.
Present.
And that's it. And we do have quorum.
And has Carrie, did you call Carrie Keene?
So Carrie, you officially on this committee? I don't have you.
No.
Sorry about that.
Not yet.
Oh. Almost.
Hopefully soon.
Okay. So, okay. Well, I will then introduce Carrie as a guest today. And we also have Joni Nichols, who is a guest today. And I don't see Carol.
Gene Hernandez is in the attendee room.
I'm trying to promote him. I've tried to, he has to accept the promotion and I've done it a number of times, but he may step away, so.
Okay. So welcome to our guest today.
Thank you.
We have our presentation. And with the attendance, I don't know, Jenna, if I have to say this, but Linda Cardoza requested excused absence because she's involved in the current Medicare enrollment and couldn't get away. So she did send me that email. So we have our presentation today, and our presenter is Marco Rodriguez. And Marco has been with the County of Orange for over 20 years. He started his county career in the Treasurer Tax Collector's Office. Oh, you're one of those. And then transferred to OC Social Services, where he worked for over 17 years. He's worked his way up the county ladder to where he is now an administrative manager with the Office on Aging. Marco has been with the Office on Aging for 3.5 years. He holds a bachelor's degree in business administration from Cal State Fullerton and a master's degree in public administration from Brandman University. It's my pleasure to introduce Marco Rodriguez. It's all yours, Marco.
Thank you, Barbara. I can go ahead and share my screen, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I know this, I took this kind of presentation at the last minute, so I'm going to give the presentation that I normally give to an overview of our office that I provide to our APS social workers. We also provide it to community members. So if some of you have heard some of this, you know, please forgive me, but we can stop at any moment if you want me to elaborate on anything or if you have any questions as we go along. So I'll go ahead and start sharing my screen and let me know when you guys can see it. Good.
We can see it.
Yeah, we see Perfect. It.
All right. So we'll go ahead and get started. So I'm going to give you a little background. Let me see if it's not, for some reason, it's not switching. What do you see right now? Do you see, I can't even tell what.
It says Orange County Office on Aging Services for Seniors. It looks like it's your cover slide.
All right, there we go. Okay. So the reason that the Orange County Office on Aging exists is due to the Older Americans Act that was passed in 1965, due to the increase in older adults throughout our country. This provides dollars for services and programs for older adults throughout the nation. As part of this act, it's to promote independence and empowerment. Through the Older Americans Act, we have what are called Area Agencies on Aging, which we are an Area Agency on Aging. That was established in 1973 and throughout the state of California. There are some Area Agencies on Aging that are county run, like we are. We're part of the county family. There are other smaller counties that are more regional. So they hire nonprofits to run what we also call the AAA Area Agency on Aging. And like it says in there, there's also some are government like we are and some are nonprofits. This is our Office on Aging mission. I'm not gonna go through everything, but you can kind of take a glance at it. Again, you'll notice in there independence. That's one of the big things. Even when people call our office, our information assistance call center, we do like to provide people with resources and give them choices instead of like, we don't really do too much hand-holding and call for them. We will do warm transfers and things like that, but we like to give them choices and have them decide, you know, what might suit them best and get the information that's gonna help them out the most. And that's part of what the state wants us to do. They want to promote independence for older adults. This is just a little idea of how we fit into the county organization chart. So our big agency is Orange County Community Resources. In Orange County Community Resources, we have our division, which is Orange County Community Services. In that, we have our Office on Aging, which is us. We also have our Veteran Service Office that serves veterans. They provide services for veterans as far as helping them apply for benefits directly to the Veterans Affairs Office. And then we have our Community Investment Division. Our Community Investment Division does a lot of workforce engagement. Events like today outside of my window right now, they actually have a job fair that they're doing for the community. So they help people get back into the workforce by providing training or helping with resume building, help them do job searches, things like that. Also under OC Community Resources, we have the Housing and Community Development and the OC Housing Authority. We have OC Public Libraries, Orange County Parks, and we also have OC Animal Care under the same umbrella. That's just to kind of give you an idea of how we fit into the county organization chart. The role of the Office on Aging, so we have two types of services. We have direct services, which means we provide the service directly out of our office with our employees. And then we have indirect services, which are contracted services that we contract out to different nonprofits throughout the county. So most of our programs we provide out of the Office on Aging are indirect services. We have approximately 22 contracts that I'll go into. I have some slides later on that kind of describes what the contract is and then what provider has that contract currently. But our direct services include our information assistant call center, which I manage. We also have our community education program that provides education throughout the community. We have our health education program, which Frank Hernandez is our health educator here at the Office on Aging, and he provides different classes. I have a slide later on that goes a little bit more in depth, but I'm sure most of you are probably familiar with Frank. I think he's attended these meetings in the past. We have our Speakers Bureau program, which I also have a slide later on that I'll go into with more detail. And then we have our Senior Farmers Market Nutrition program that we, because of COVID last year, we didn't have it. But what that is it provides, it's like a $20 voucher that older adults can use at farmers markets throughout the county. So they did not do it last year. What they did is they used that funding and they gave it to, I believe it was Community Action Partnership that provided produce boxes for seniors. This year, we did get a very, very limited amount that we just actually finished giving it out last month, at the end of that last month. So we gave some to our providers, Meals on Wheels and AgeWell, as well as the City of Irvine. And we kept a very small amount here that we provided to the Senior Center in Santa Ana. So this year they give, normally we get about 1,400 of the vouchers. This year we only got about, I think it was 230. So hopefully next year that program continues to go on. It seems like it will. And hopefully we get our normal allotment of the vouchers. But that's a very popular program. It normally runs under normal circumstances, May through September. So we usually start distributing May 1st. And that will go first come, first serve. The last year we actually had it when it was full run, which was 2019. We started May 1st, and by May 31st, we were already gone. We had already gave out all the vouchers, which was about 600, I think, we had out of our office. So it's a popular program. Again, it's as good as cash. They can use that $20 voucher to go to the senior center, or senior center, the farmers markets, and they present it as good as cash, and they can buy fresh produce at the farmers markets. So we normally tell people to call us back around April. That's when we usually know if we're getting them or if we're not, and if we are going to start on May 1st. So that's just a program that a lot of people don't know about, but we do try to do a good job of promoting it when it's that time. So we should start getting to know something probably around February about that program. And then we have our indirect services, which we administer and monitor Older Americans Act and Older California Act programs. That's what I said that was our providers, and I'll go into that a little bit later. Our information assistance call center, these are the two phone numbers that we have. We usually like to tell people to call our direct phone number, which is a 714 number. We do have a statewide number, which is the 1-800 number. So if a person calls that number, it asks them what county they're in or what city they're in, and then it actually directly connects them to whatever area agency on aging they pertain to. So if they say they live in Los Angeles, they would get connected to Los Angeles County. If they say that they live in Tustin, then they're gonna go to our office. If they call our number directly, obviously that goes directly to my staff that will be able to answer any questions or provide resources. So what we do is we link to information on older adult, disabled, and caregiving services. Through the call center, we have four. Right now, since, you know, because of COVID, We actually have 4 full-time senior citizen representative twos. We also have a temporary employee that has been helping us now for probably going on 2 years now because of the pandemic. She's been really good. And we also have actually Frank Hernandez, because he wasn't able to give his health education classes during the pandemic. He's been helping on the phones as well. So he's also available. And then we have our office supervisor that also answers the phones to help people over the phone. What we do there is, you know, we do an assessment of what the caller is looking for. We do provide whatever referrals may pertain to what their service they're looking for. And then we do a follow-up within 7 to 10 business days to make sure that whatever resources were provided, that they worked out. If for some reason they didn't, during the follow-up phone call, they can go ahead and provide additional resources. In our database, we have over 1,500 agencies and programs. And then on staff, we do have Spanish and Vietnamese speakers available. But if we have any other person calling in any other language, we do have a contract with Language Line where we're able to provide the translation for the caller over the phone. We do have printed materials available. What that is we have lists for services that have a lot of providers. For example, in-home care providers, there's quite a few of those throughout the county. So instead of giving them 3 or 4, we give them the whole list so that they, again, so that they can choose, see what might fit them, maybe something that's closer to their home. We also have a board and care list. We have a long-term assisted living facilities list. We also have a senior apartments list that's focused on senior apartments. We actually just hired through our ADRC, which is Aging and Disability Resource Connection, we were able to hire a senior housing coordinator that she is gonna continue to enhance that senior housing apartment list to make sure that it's not only up to date, but if we need to add any more, you know, housing complexes or units, we'll be able to add that. Because this list is an in-house list that was created years back. And so every year we try to update it, but sometimes it's really difficult to ensure that we have everything in there. So as we have the new senior housing coordinator, she's gonna be able to hopefully enhance that list and make sure that it's up to date and maintained. And then we just actually, as of last month, we were answering the Veterans Service Office calls, but as of last month, at the beginning of October, through this grant, which is the Aging and Disability Resource Connection, we were able to hire 2 full-time Veterans Service Office representatives that are just phone, 100% phone representatives. So that has been a big help to my staff because it was really hard the way we had it. It wasn't good for the veteran because they had to go through our call center and then we had to do a call ticket. So it was just a longer process. But through the Aging and Disability Resource Connection grant, we were able to hire these 2 full-time staff that has been a big help, not only to my staff, but also to the Veterans Service Office staff. So that's a positive. And I'll go in a little bit more of what the ADRC is in a later slide. I just wanted to show you guys this is our website. So the resource database that my staff uses to provide resources over the phone is available online, and it also is available through the mobile app. So if you or any constituents that you have are in the field or they're on, you know, and they want to provide resources or look for resources, they can do so using either the website, which this is, or the mobile app, which I have another slide and you'll kind of see what that looks like too. But I always like to show people what it looks like if they want to look up resources. So you would go to our homepage, which this is what it looks like right here. It's officeonaging.ocgov.com. There you would scroll down, and then you'll see this online resources directory. You would just click on that little icon and it's going to take you to an external page. And that external page looks like this. And so this is the actual resource database. You can look up resources by category. As you can see, these are some of the categories here. You have adult daycare, financial assistance. Once you open up whatever category you're looking for, it'll narrow it down even further. So you can kind of select what services you're looking for what services you're looking for. And then it'll kind of describe in there what the organization is, what they provide, if they have fees. So it further breaks it down. And if you know the name of the actual resource you're looking for, you can actually type it in. If you want to type in a zip code, that's okay too. But the only thing is it kind of limits your search because it's going to give you everything that's closest to that zip code. And sometimes for some reason the database excludes some, it doesn't include every single resource for that, for whatever resource you're looking for. It just gives you the ones that are closest. So usually I tell people when they're searching, just if they're on the website, to exclude the zip code. This is what our mobile app looks like. So it's just, if you type into any of your, either your Apple store or to the Google store, you can type in OC Senior Resources and download the app. And that's what the icon looks like. And then this is what it looks like when you open it. It's also broken down by category. The only difference is the mobile app does make you, before you get to the screen that says categories that you see on the right-hand side, it does make you put in a zip code. It doesn't really put it in. You just got to scroll through and find it. And then you just click on it, and then it gives you this this screen here, which is the same thing. So you can go ahead and look up resources that way too. So there's two options. And then the third one, obviously, is the old-fashioned way. You can call our office, and we can help you navigate and help you provide or give you the resources you need. We're also on social media. We have our Facebook page, our Instagram page, and then the Twitter page. Through these social media pages, we do like to put any events or any type of announcements that may pertain to older adults or those with disabilities. We like to promote that on our social media pages, or any informational, any news that needs to be provided to the community, we like to go through them. So if you have any events or any anything that you feel might be helpful to the community that you would like us to go ahead and post on our social media, you can go ahead and email me, and I can forward it to our outreach person to include in our social media. We also have, like I mentioned earlier, so Frank Hernandez is our health educator. He provides health education and disease prevention classes. The classes that he has are chronic disease self-management program, the diabetes self-management program, matter of balance program, and he also does health fairs and outreach, when that's available and possible. So he is doing a class coming up December 1st. So December 1st, this is going to be his first virtual class, because before, all of the classes, the way the self-management resource center, the way they always had their classes, that they had to be in person, but they actually approved now for it to be virtual. So he's going to be conducting his first virtual class from December 1st, and it goes for 6 weeks through January. And if you have anybody that wants to sign up, they can go ahead and go on to our California Healthier Living page, which you find right here. They can click on there and they can see the dates. It's December 1st. So it starts, I think that's a Wednesday. So it's going to go every Wednesday through January. The only week they're going to be dark is the week of Christmas. So they will skip that week. So if you have anybody that might be interested in that class, they can go ahead and register directly through this webpage. And I'll provide Barbara with this presentation, so you guys can pull the website or anything you need. We also have our Speakers Bureaus program. And so what that is we connect requesting groups such as this group, or any groups, senior living communities that want an expert speaker on an older adult topic. So through that program, we have different topics that we have connected with different speakers throughout the county that provide this service for free. So we're kind of like the middleman, where we connect the requesting group with the actual speaker. So some of the categories or topics include motivational speakers, Alzheimer's and dementia, safety, healthy aging, finances, medical condition, caregiving, and end of life. This is just a few, but if you go on our website, you can see all of the entire list of topics that we have. And then to request that service, you would just call our information assistance call center, and they'll connect you with our coordinator, who will then coordinate a speaker for whatever presentation request you have. These are our contracted providers. So on the left, you'll see what type of program it is. And on the right, you'll see who the providers are that provide that service. So for our elderly nutrition program and home delivered meals, we have AgeWell that covers South County. We have Meals on Wheels that cover North, Central, and West County. And then we have the City of Irvine that covers Irvine only for that. We also have our supportive services, which include adult daycare, senior center activities, case management, and in-home services. And the providers for those services are Easter Seals Southern California, Alzheimer's Family Center, Meals on Wheels, Abrazar, Age Well in the City of Irvine and the City of Fullerton. And then we do have our legal assistance contract that we have with Community Legal Aid of Southern California that provides free legal consultation to older adults. We also have our long care ombudsman program that's through the Council on Aging. We also have our family caregiver support group program, which is through St. Jude. And then we have elder abuse and Medicare counseling, which HICAP, I know Linda's part of this group. That's also Council on Aging Southern California. Our CSET program, it was through the OC Community Investment Division, but right now it just transitioned over to Working Wardrobes that does that. Health promotion and registered dietitian. We do have a MOU with healthcare agency. They do assist Frank. So there's a registered dietitian that assists Frank with the health promotion programs. And then they also assist with making sure that the meals providers have enough nutrition and all that. So she does go check our elderly nutrition programs to make sure that every person's dietary needs are being met. So that's another part of her job that she does through this MOU. And then we also have our senior non-emergency medical transportation program through Abrazar. They cover North, Central, and West County, and then AgeWell Senior Services covers South County. That's also a very popular program. It's usually $2 each way to provide non-medical emergency transportation to like their doctor's appointments, to and from doctor's appointments. They do need at least 48 hours notice even if they haven't applied. But it may be a little longer if it's their first time using one of these services because they do have to go through an application process. But once they are a client, they don't have to go through that application process anymore. But they do usually require 48 hours notice. This is just some of our common call center requests and referrals. Food and nutrition, as you all know, has been huge, especially during the pandemic. So the number of requests for those services has really gone up ever since the pandemic. And it seems like it's probably the new norm now that there's been known now that there's a need for food and nutrition services throughout the county. And I think that's going to continue as we go on. I think that's just going to be the new normal. Also, transportation has been really big right now since people are starting to get a little bit more comfortable going out. The transportation services requests have really gone up. Housing options, as we all know, that's really, really huge right now. Again, we were able to hire a senior housing coordinator through our ADRC grant. So that's been helpful for us. And she focuses more on she's not able to help people that need like an immediate need, that have an immediate need, like say they're living in the streets right now. But she can help people if they're looking to maybe transition within 6 months, you know, they want to move somewhere else or something like that. So she's able to help people that have a more longer term need. Health insurance, so we usually refer to HICAP for anything that has to do with that, unless it's like Medi-Cal related or something like that. In-home care is always big, but we have our in-home care providers list that we provide to people. Family caregiving is it's starting to continue to, we're getting more and more calls for caregiver services and caregiver needs. Legal services is starting to go up as the moratorium has ended for rents mm-hmm. and things like that. We get a lot of calls of people that are going to be getting kicked out. So that's been a big increase as far as our calls. Financial assistance, the same thing. It's also gone up. And then we do have services for veterans and families. The Veterans Service Office probably averages around 900 calls per month, just that office alone. So there is a lot of need out there for services for veterans as well. So this is the Aging and Disability Resource Connection. So we are one of seven that are designated in the state of California. The way that any ADRC partnership works in the state of California is it does have to be, the main core partners have to be the Area Agency on Aging, which we are, the Office on Aging, and then the Independent Living Center in the county, which Dale McIntosh Center, they are the Independent Living Center. We also have about eight extended partners, But we are connecting and continuing to connect with other partners that provide services for long-term services and supports. This does use a no wrong door service model. So I wanna say about 6 months ago, we were able to get a referral form that we use now. So even if they call, so 211 is like one of our partners. We also have Community Health Initiative of Orange County, Council on Aging, Alzheimer's Orange County. We do have a lot of partners that are able to use this referral form. And so if they call any one of those offices, we're able to refer them like a formal referral versus just giving them here's the number and call. We're actually doing a formal referral for them, and then we're able to connect them with whatever service they need. So that's been really helpful. And I think you're gonna see a shift as far as agencies that provide resources. I think you're gonna see more of a shift of more people talking to each other, because that's been a big thing that's been missing, not only in this county, but throughout the state. So the state is with the, with the new California Department of Aging leadership that they've got on board, and the Master Plan on Aging, they're starting to shift their mindset to have more open communication amongst the different providers versus before, how everybody's just closed off and I can't provide this, because they're our client, things like that. I think they're starting to see a shift now where people are starting to loosen up a little bit and realizing that it's easier for us to refer, cross agencies instead of having them have to call. So that's what this ADRC connection, Asian Disability Resource Connection, is actually trying to do. So again, we just started probably 6 months ago doing the referrals, and they've gone very, very well so far. Through ADRC, there are four core services though that we do: enhanced information referral, which is our office. So we are the entryway to the ADRC. But they can call any one of the, so if someone calls 211, that's also another entryway to it. So there's different entryways, but we are the main INR for the ADRC. We also have options counselors that provide a little bit more in-depth service to the client and provide them with their options for, depending on what the referrals that they're looking for. We also have short-term service coordination, which transportation, that could be a short-term service coordination, or just any type of resources, just short-term, they don't need it long-term. And then we also have transition services, which it's focusing on transitioning a person out of a nursing home back into their home. So we have transitions coordinators that assist with that. And then the new hires that we were able to hire through this grant, so we hired a program manager for, she actually works, actually all of these employees are, because Dale McIntosh has the contract with the state, they're all Dale McIntosh employees, but we do have some that are co-located here on our office. But the program manager, she is actual Dale McIntosh employee. We have some benefits coordinators that we were able to hire. We have a veterans benefits coordinator that works out of our veteran service office that focuses mostly on veteran benefits. And then we also have our resource database specialist. We were able to hire her. She's actually under me. So her job is strictly to enhance and make sure that our database is up to date and that all of the information that is in our database is accurate, like names, telephone numbers, addresses, things like that. So that has been a huge help for us, because we used to have to kind of work as a team to try to do that. And it's having 1,500 agencies in there, it's really, really difficult. But this is her full-time job. She's able to do that. So that's been a huge help. And we also have options counselors. And like I said, we also just hired a senior housing coordinator. So this grant has been really, really helpful. And it's gonna be something you're gonna be hearing about more and more, the Aging and Disability Resource Connection. We really haven't done a huge marketing and outreach push yet, but we are in the process of hiring a marketing and outreach. Actually, I think we're going to do a contract with an outside agency to get that going. But that's, you're going to be hearing.
Marco, how does someone get this level of service versus the standard call-in? Do you guys look for that, or do they ask for that?
It's during the assessment. So depending on how my staff or any other staff, for example, I'll just give you an example of a referral that we just got today. So it's somebody that called 211 They provided them, they're looking for food resources because the person is disabled. She can't leave her home. She has food allergies. So she's already been connected with Meals on Wheels. She's been connected with 2-on-1 food resources. She's been connected to, I think they said, the Anaheim Police Department. She's been connected to a lot of different agencies that nobody's been able to help.
Mm-hmm.
So this type of case kind of requires more of a,
mm-hmm.
of an in-depth, I guess, assessment. And what we're going to try to do is try to get one of the options counselors to actually help the person to see if they're, because it almost, just from looking at the referral, it almost sounds like she's probably gone everywhere and nobody can help. And there are some like
that. That's very frustrating. Cases. Yeah.
Yes. There are some cases that are, I've had another woman who, you know, she requires in-home care, mm-hmm. but she doesn't need like the level of services that the in-home care agencies want to provide. She's right. just looking for somebody to go in and actually like cut her vegetables for the week and do something like that. And a lot of the in-home care agencies don't want to just, they have a minimum of 4 hours yeah. that they have to be in there, and they don't want to go in there for an hour just to cut vegetables. So there's just, it's things like that. But normally it's through the assessment, just to answer your question, it's through the assessment. Yeah. And then we can kind of see if it's a longer term need. So it's for long-term services and support. So if we see that somebody just requires like a lot of different, they don't just need one service. Like mm-hmm. sometimes someone's calling, they're just looking for legal assistance. That's really easy. Okay, you know, let's try Council on Aging. But if they ask, you know, I need this and I need that and I need that, you know, if they go on and on about different resources that they're looking for, we usually see that doing a referral is the best way.
Marco, we're getting close to running out of time.
Okay.
And I do want you to be able to answer some other questions if anybody has questions. So if you, you know, could wrap it up soon.
Okay. I think this is the last, that was the last slide.
There you go.
Oh, hey, timing is everything.
Right?
Yeah. Anybody have any questions for Marco?
I have another question.
Okay.
So Marco, our role is to identify gaps and then come up with potential solutions that we suggest to the Board of Supervisors in our role as SCAC. What kind of communication could we have with you going forward if you are seeing gaps? Because sometimes people call and they have a need. For example, they might be over income for Medi-Cal but not have a high private pay capacity. And so there is no real solution for them with services. Just an example. Would you be able to somehow communicate these kind of gaps to us on a semi-regular basis so that we know what to be looking for?
Yeah. Like I said, with the woman that that actually called looking for just someone to cut her vegetables, I did connect with, I believe it's someone else from another SCAC committee. I can't remember her name right now, but I could provide to you, you know, a list of people that, you know, have, like even this lady today, I don't know if we're going to be able to help. We just got the referral today with the food. That could be another gap. The sensitivity of food, and it's just not available. So Meals on Wheels, they were not able to accommodate her. There are some other programs that ended that may have been able to help, but right now it's not there. So yeah, I can communicate anything that we see out of our office and through our partners too. Because sometimes since we're now like a connection, even with our other partners, sometimes they have gaps that they identify that we don't know, like who can we use to, you know, try to communicate that to the board or to anybody higher up to see if we can, you know, help. So yeah, I can mm-hmm. communicate any of that.
Thank you.
Marco, you also have a couple questions in the chat. I can read them if helpful. We have one, what is the exact name of the app?
So the app is gonna be OC Senior Resources. So if you go into the Google Play Store, if you have Google, or if you go in the, what is the Apple Store called again? Because I don't have Apple. Well, I do through the work phone, but the Apple Store. Yeah, the App Store. It's OC, all you have to do is search OC Senior Resources and it should pop up.
And then another question, what types of housing challenges are occurring as seniors find themselves running out of money?
Well, so the biggest one is obviously trying to find a new place to live. We get that, we receive that call at least 3 to 4 times per day of somebody that is making very limited amount of money and their rent's gonna go up, or they lost a roommate and now they can't afford the rent by themselves, or they were living with somebody and now they've got to try to find a place on their own, but they only make $800 a month on SSI. We receive that call at least 3 to 4 times per day, if not more. So the biggest challenge is finding it. So with our senior housing coordinator, she has been boots on the ground. She's been really, really good. She's only been here, I want to say, she might be either going on 5 or 6 months. She came to us from Sonoma County, I believe, or Solano County, where that's obviously a lot smaller county. So she's been trying to learn all of the housing resources. So she's gotten connected with the coordination of care. She's connected with the housing authority. She's connected with luckily that she's working here out of our office through the county. We've been able to connect her with a lot of different groups. She's actually gone to shelters just to see how they work so that she has firsthand knowledge of, because that's one of the fears, people go into shelters. And sometimes that's the only option at this point. Sometimes they're like, literally they got to leave tomorrow. And sometimes the only option is a shelter, but they're really, really afraid. So one of the things she did is she actually went to the shelter so she can see how it is. So she can she'll be able to kind of explain to them, it's not as scary as you think, you know, they have X, Y, and Z. So she's been, like I said, boot to the ground. She's been really, really good. But it's going to continue to be the biggest challenge is to try to find housing for seniors. But we are, like I said, she's trying to make as many connections as she can. So hopefully she's going to try to help as many seniors as she can before they get into the streets.
And then I think there was a question from Ann.
So in-home care, what can they do and what is the range of pay? So it depends on what in-home care provider. So our in-home care provider list is pretty, like I said, in depth. I want to say there's got to be over 50 agencies in there.
Oh. Right?
And so each of them, it's hard. We don't really pinpoint exactly what they all do, but there are a few that say no minimum, meaning that they require no minimum as far as the time. So they, according to what they tell us, they say they're willing to go out for an hour if they need to. But a lot of times when you call, and especially right now, actually what we're seeing right now is during the pandemic, a lot of these in-home care agencies lost providers. So the employees that they had working for them, they actually lost them because either they're afraid to go into people's homes right now because of the pandemic, they don't want to get sick. So a lot of these in-home care agencies are very, very tight as far as staff. And then even the staff that they have, they're kind of being a little bit picky. And we heard this yesterday in our ADRC meeting from in-home supported services, that's a challenge that they're also having, is that some of their providers are being a little picky of what they want. And they don't want to go into the home because of, you know, they have a pet, or they don't want to go into the home because, you know, their house is dirty, or they're just using a lot of different things. And that's becoming a huge challenge right now for in-home care is very, very challenging to go up on prices. The prices can range anywhere from about $22 to $40 to $50 per hour. It just depends on the agency. And it also depends on what type of care the person needs. Obviously if the care is a lot more in depth, or, you know, they require bathing and they require clothing and, you know, food and preparation and cleaning and all that, obviously that's going to be more per hour. If it's somebody that just requires, you know, basic needs, maybe just feeding, maybe clothing, helping them go to the restroom, but they can do everything else on their own, it's going to be a little bit less. But yeah, that's the range that we've seen is around 22, and it can go up to about 50.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, Marco, I thank you so much for your presentation, and I didn't realize how many things were available through the Orange County Office on Aging.
There are a lot of things. The other thing I didn't mention really quick, there is iPads right now through the Board of Supervisors. There is called Bridging the Bridging the Digital Divide program. I don't know if you guys are aware of it or not.
That's us. Okay. We're the ones who presented that.
Good, perfect. So just to let you know, that program is successful. District one, they're all gone, just so you know. So that's District one is Andrew Doe's district. So Westminster, Santa Ana, Garden Grove, portion of Fountain Valley and Midway City, that's completely gone. There's no more waiting list or anything. So that's done, but every other district is still, we still have availability.
Okay, great.
And then lastly, could I just have one more ask or just a little, through our Aging and Disability Resource Connection, we do have a need for older adult representations who are consumers. So as part of our advisory committee, the state requires us to have consumers as part of the committee. So we do have two committee members who are disabled that have been really, really great in this group. The one thing we've had issues and difficulty is trying to recruit any older adults who are consumers to this group. So if you know of any, please send them my way. Send me an email and I can send them an invitation letter. If you know anybody, any older adults that are consumers that may be good for this committee and provide input to us to help continue to develop this program. And with that, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Marco.
Thank you.
Can we get a copy of the slides?
Yeah, I'll send it to Barbara. Barbara, if you could just email it to everybody.
Sure. Be all happy right. to.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Let us, that's interesting. Marco's group's looking for seniors to get involved. More. Oh, that's great. okay. Item number six, chair items. Again, I'm asking for leads for presentation speakers in 2022. We won't have a presentation in January. And in February, Patty Mouton is doing the program. So we're looking for from that time on. So if anybody has any suggestions, and you know, I'm sitting here thinking, because I come from the hospitality industry, and I'm thinking of if there's a speaker who can do a presentation where we learn something that's within our purview, but do it in a fun way, a quiz or something that we can Zoom. I think that would be really a great experience for us. So if you know of anybody it's like think outside the box to find a speaker. So anyway, but we do need speakers for 2022. Item B, update, I'm gonna call on Meredith for that, on the site visit to Mount of Olives Daycare Center.
Afternoon, everyone. The director was on vacation for quite some time. And so she just got back yesterday, I believe. And so I will plan on emailing her back this afternoon that we would like to visit on November 29th in the very early afternoon. And hopefully we can get that visit scheduled.
Okay. And I would like to say that, Anne, you did a tour of that facility and you sent me a lot of information and I passed it on to Meredith.
Oh, I can pass it on to Meredith too.
I already did.
Okay, thank you for sharing that pamphlet. I appreciate it.
It's a very interesting place. They've been in business for 30 years. They specialize in dementia, Parkinson, and Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And there is a 2-day evaluation or assessment that they put the client through to see, you know, how good they can do the restroom, how can they do the activities. They do a lot there. Oh, okay. The assessment is 2 days. It's $190. every 6.5 hours a day is 95.
Okay. Well, yeah, you know, I that's great that you did that research and that, you know, we can visit. And then it was Susan Dobak who talked about the Alzheimer's Family Service Center in Huntington Beach, that she said that there's fabulous care there. But she said it's very expensive, but it might be interesting for us to look at the services provided there just to get a feeling for, you know, get the big picture, so to speak.
Yes. Get the best. Yeah.
Can I just offer a suggestion? There sure. are a number of adult day healthcare centers in Orange County that and the adult day healthcare program is pretty standard in terms of what's offered, because it is often covered under Medi-Cal. So there's uh-huh. certain things they must offer. And you may want to see a PACE center, which is the program for all-inclusive care for the elderly. And some of the adult day healthcare centers also operate as PACE alternative sites. So I'm happy to help arrange a tour of day healthcare PACE center.
Excuse me, can I ask a question, Patty? Do sure. we have enough adult daycare centers in Orange County, in your opinion?
You know, I think it is kind of the wave of the future, and it's an unsung hero on the continuum of care because it's very cost effective. And whomever said Alzheimer's Family Center in Huntington Beach was expensive has probably never priced care in home, because the $120-ish dollars a day that it would be at the adult day healthcare center for 6-7 hours of care, transportation, 2 meals, and activities that are structured for the person's functionality can't be compared with paying $28 to $34 an hour from a bona fide home care agency. So,
or assisted living.
Or assisted living, indeed.
Well, I mean, my husband had Alzheimer's for 11 years, so I am really familiar with
and what?
Care. Assisted in the Buick.
Oh, okay.
Good. So Dave, would you mute yourself? Thank you.
So if we want to see an adult day healthcare center and or a center that has a PACE alternative site, I'd be happy to arrange that. And Barbara, I and Meredith, I replied back for the tour of Mount of Olives.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Fingers yeah. crossed that I'm able to go. My schedule is a little unknown to me, but I will set it up and hopefully I can be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I keep thinking of that because I have friends whose spouses were in social daycare centers. And when we think about this, we think about the patient or the client, whatever you want to call that person who's getting the care, and perhaps not focusing enough on the caregivers who need the respite
yes.
time mm-hmm. that they get when their loved one is in the center for a certain number of hours each day. Right. So I tend to think that way. So anyway, but that's all part of the care receiver. Pardon me?
I think that the Caregiver Resource Center calls people the caregivers and the care receivers.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you. Okay.
They have activities through the day. Usually each activity goes from 30 minutes to 45. Their ratio is 8-1, but then again, you have people ill that can't come, so then the ratio is lower.
Okay. You'll let us know when we can put this together and do a site visit, and then we'll go from there.
I'll try to confirm that today. Sorry, Patty.
No, I just wanted to be to clarify. We have a date now set for Mount of Olives tour. If y'all want to give me some potential dates for a tour of an adult day healthcare site, just give me 3 or 4 dates and I'll match it up.
Okay. Great. I'm just making notes because otherwise I'll forget. So 4 dates. Okay. What do I have? Jenna, we have to talk about number 7, that review and make findings? Do we have to make that public, read that?
Yes, it is an action item. So okay. You need to read the item. We need a motion.
Please.
A second,
sure.
And then I'll go through the roll call.
Okay. Recommendation, continue virtual meetings due to the proclaimed state of the emergency arising from COVID-19. Meeting in person presents imminent risks to the health and safety of attendees, and the emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the members to meet safely in person. So do you want to do a roll call on that?
I'll make a motion to move.
Okay, is there a second, or do you need a second?
Yeah, so you'll need a motion, a second. You can open it up to discussion, no discussion, and then I'll do the roll call.
Oh, okay. So Crystal moved to accept this. Do we have a second?
A second.
Second. Okay, and all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so since we are virtual, I will go down the roll call.
Okay,
so Linda is not here. And then, so Meredith?
Approve.
Susan?
Yes.
Sherry Geyer? You're muted, but she said yes. I saw her. Margaret, you're muted.
Yes.
Okay. Next we have Crystal. She motioned, so she's a yes. Patty Mouton.
I'm sorry.
Are you in favor of the motion?
I am, yes.
Thank you. Ann seconded, so we'll say yes. Phil's not here. Barbara?
Approve.
Jerry Chang?
Yes.
David Sullivan? Dave, you're on mute.
He's got his hand up.
Okay, so we'll take that as a yes.
Yeah.
Irene's absent. Nicolette? We'll come back. Susan?
Yes.
Okay. Nicolette, you're muted. We do have majority, so we're okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you. All right. Announcements. Anyone announcements and any kind of roundtable discussion? Anybody have any announcements? I would like to announce that the absolutely bedazzled, incredible gift shop at the Oasis Senior Center is open and ready for business. You know, you may snicker at that, but I got word that we had $700 in sales yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, so really exciting. Of course, 3 of us worked all day Veterans Day putting it together, but the shop looks really great. And it's in beautiful downtown Corona Del Mar, easily accessible to everybody, lots of free parking. And what more can I say? But anyway, so anybody else have anything they would like to add?
What is the address there?
The address is 801 Narcissus Avenue, Corona Del Mar. And okay. It's at 5th and Narcissus, and easy to get to. And it's an absolutely great center if you've never been there before. So anyway, that was my ad for the day.
Your commercial.
My commercial, right. So, okay.
That same Oasis Center also has free vaccinations, obviously free, on Fridays, and has a lending library, also free.
That's true. Yeah.
And the very first pair of leggings I bought when I moved to the United States were from Barbara Sloat at that gift shop. I can bring them out and show them to you.
You're still wearing them? See, that shows the quality of goods we have. Anyway, okay, at this time, members of the public may address the council regarding any items within the subject jurisdiction, provided that no action is taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. And it's limited to 3 minutes. Anybody have anything to say or share? Okay.
This is public comment, Chair. So we did not receive any via email. We do have a member attending the meeting in the attendee room. If you would like to speak during public comment, please use the hand raise icon and I will unmute you.
Please excuse me. I got to go teach a class. So see you next time. Thank you.
Okay. And seeing none, so we can go ahead and close public comment, Chair.
Okay, thank you. There will be no meeting in December. And
we will have a special. There will be a special regarding, so as a reminder, in order to keep virtual meetings, we have to, similar to what we voted a little bit ago, we have to maintain that vote within every 30 days. So we will have to have a special meeting at some point in December, and it will just be for that one item.
Okay, and we'll do it the same day and time?
I think, Erica is speaking with Chair Genoway, and I think the goal would be to capture, because all the committees have to meet and the full SCAC. So the goal would be to kind of lump them all together one morning and get them all done.
Great.
So I'm sure more to come very soon.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Okay. I'd like to say that we'll have no presentation in January. And in February, Patty Mouton is going to present End of Life. And I thank you so much for doing that, Patty. And what is the procedure? For those of you who are sort of new, I'm really new, so don't know the procedure. So now, if we want to end, Jenna, what do I have to say?
So you could just adjourn the meeting. If there's no further discussion, you can just adjourn the meeting.
Oh, okay. The meeting is adjourned. And before we do that, Jenna, would you please change Joni's name on her? It's J-O-N-I, not J-O-A-N.
Okay, no problem. We'll go ahead and fix that on the Zoom.
Okay. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. I forgot
about
that.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Right. Thank you.
And thank